Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You know, the day I realized I needed to lose weight, oh my, it was so sad. I ordered Chinese food for myself, and it came with 6 sets of chopsticks. That's what they do. They're like, this is how many people we think are eating your food.
September 29th, 2025. It is the wake up call. And man, this month is never ending.
Yeah, it has been a long month.
Holy cow. I keep looking at the date and I'm like, how has it felt like we're almost out of September for like 2 weeks? This is crazy talk. But you know what, though? At least it is finally starting to feel like fall.
Yes.
That is some good news.
So excited to have sweatshirt weather. Man, I am froggy today.
What were you doing?
Nothing.
What'd you do over the weekend?
We went to...
Ate a bunch of frogs.
Baker Family Wines yesterday.
Yeah?
I think I'm just congested.
Okay. October is allergy season all over again.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez. I sound terrible.
Well, was it dusty?
No. Actually, Baker Family Wines is a vibe.
Where is it again?
It's in West Sac, but it's like in a business park. Like, if you drove past it, you would not know that there was a bar there. But it's... very cool. And in the back, they have like a place where you could like play games and stuff. They have a place for food trucks where you could like sit and eat. It was incredibly fun.
Huh. Yeah. Were you screaming at the games? Because I know the football games were
on. I wasn't screaming. Huh. I have not been screaming.
All right.
Yeah. It's not
I saw that the Niners lost.
Oh, did they? I don't even know. The game was on. I was not watching.
Eagles won, so that's awesome, but Niners lost. well, that's good. I did a lot of screaming over the weekend.
You did?
Well, my son's Beetlejuice opened. Your daughter's in the other cast.
Yeah, yeah, so both of their shows
She had
opened.
Two performances on Saturday. Did you see one of them?
Yeah.
How was it? Was it good?
It was great.
So good. It's such a great production.
I do not love that show.
I love that show. I don't. What don't you like about it?
I think it'd be better if it wasn't a junior's version.
Well, sure. I mean, they took all the swearing and stuff out.
Yeah. I mean, the sets and stuff were incredible.
I love the music. I never, because I didn't know anything about the show prior to seeing my son's production of it.
Yeah.
And it was like, there are a lot of good songs in this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just did, like, for the kids' version, I didn't like it as much.
I like how every once in a while you'll hear the ensemble sing it, or that it's played subtly by the orchestra, the Beetlejuice movie theme. I got goosebumps from that. But I got to tell you, like, my son's Beetlejuice in it, I've never seen him work so hard at anything in my life. And it paid off.
Like worked how?
Worked hard at it. Like,
but just like running lines and stuff.
Oh
like
my
that.
God. Running lines, but like on his own, like trying to hone his acting and draw inspiration from stuff. And like what, like how is he going to achieve the level of energy that he needs for the performance? Like, he poured himself into this part. Like, it's like my 13-year-old doesn't know what method acting is, but like, there are times where he's like saying something and I'm like, all right, you're not Beetlejuice right now. So you can
really?
Let that go. Yeah. I've never seen him take acting more seriously than he did for this role.
Huh.
And he's so good in it. And like, I'm biased, but I mean, enough people that don't care about my feelings have said like, he's great. Like, this is great. So, I mean,
that was his first big lead too.
First big lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did a lot of screaming over the weekend. And I'm going to see your daughter's production next weekend.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes, some people like casinos, and they go and spend lots of money, and casinos love it, but if you cost a casino money, they do not like that, especially as much money as this kid,
yep,
kid cost a casino. Katie has all the details of the story.
It is being called a sophisticated cyber attack. A teen boy was able to hack into the MGM Resorts and Caesars database.
Oh my God.
And he did it in, I mean, the easiest way possible. He went onto LinkedIn and he found an employee that works there. And then he called like their security or their like IT and said, hey, I am this person. I'm locked out and I need to reset my password. So he goes, here's my company email. They go, okay. And was able to get a password reset to get into that person's email. And through that, he was able to access all this stuff at the casino. What?
This was the MGM?
Yeah.
This wasn't just like Chuck's poker room.
No.
Oh my God.
Right. He like said it took him 10 minutes.
It took 90 minutes for Ocean's 11 to pull off what they did.
Right.
And they needed a little Asian fellow that could do a backflip.
Right. So being that it is a teen, did he siphon money into an offshore account? No. Did he do really anything to like better himself? He did not. He used it as a way to goof on the casino and did things like canceled people's reservations the day that they arrived. He would like intermittently turn off people's card keys.
Oh, that's a good one. That's great.
So there
gold.
Would be times that they could get into their hotel room, and then the next time they tried to get in their hotel room, they couldn't.
Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing worse.
It
walk all the way to your hotel room just to be like, what the hell?
And a casino is gigantic.
Yeah.
So getting to your room, just have to go back to the front desk. It's like a half mile.
And because
walk. This
was Vegas, most of these knuckleheads are probably wasted.
Probably.
So, like, the fact that they made it to the room, they're probably thinking to themselves, like, okay, you're almost there. Oh, you're almost there. You just got to lay down.
Right.
Just to find out, nope.
He disabled slot machines.
This kid's a genius. Wow.
But, like, he didn't do anything to help himself.
No.
He just did it all for giggles.
And he didn't even get to reap the reward of the giggles.
Yeah, but knowing it's happening.
It's a pretty good one.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, canceled hotel reservations, canceled key cards, and then what was the other one?
Disabled slot machines.
All because he found an employee on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And MGM's too dumb to figure out, like, oh, we should probably have like another, like, I have to log into my phone and push approve just to get into my email.
I don't even have access to that. I have to punch in a code.
What is it called? Two code authorization. Something like that.
Yeah.
They don't have that at one of the most lucrative casinos on the planet.
Apparently they do not.
That is staggering. And you know what? Again, crime is wrong. Well, actually, is this crime? I guess it's identity fraud.
Well, I mean, you can't hack into another business and then, like,
okay,
mess with them.
Okay, fair. Fine. But, like, okay, so once again, crime is wrong.
Right. We stand on that.
Stand on that.
Okay, I'll die on that hill.
Right.
Unless
it's funny as hell.
It's funny. It's for a goop.
How much money did they end up costing the casino?
$100 million. Because they had to spend time and money to figure out how this was happening. But then also,
oh my God.
This kid would do things like get onto their, like, log into their website and then just make it impossible for people to book reservations.
Yeah. God, now that's a teenage thing. Every time you click, like, yes, I would like to reserve this room, it just reroutes you to Pornhub or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That kid needs a government job and he needs it stat. Somebody needs to watch him.
Let that kid be the head of Doge.
Right. I mean, fire the other kids that are in charge of Doge and put this one, because at least this one has a sense of humor.
Oh.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Kevin found a video that has gone viral from Lake Tahoe. Do I have that right, Kevin?
Uh-huh.
And what is this a video of? Because you are in love with it.
It's probably the cutest video I've ever seen on the internet. It is a mama bear and a cub, okay?
All righty.
In South Lake Tahoe. And the mom bear just, you know, tries to climb up over a fence to go and touch the lake.
Okay.
And you can see in the video that the bear is like, the cub is trying to help the mom get over the fence. It's so cute.
Okay.
You can text bear to 916-909-1065 to see the video.
I have it pulled up right here for us to see it in the studio.
Oh my God. The baby bear is pushing the mom's mom's butt up so that it can get over the fence. And the bear is now standing on a metal fence. That's actually
pretty impressive.
Right?
So yeah. I mean, listen, if they can ride a bike, they can. And then the bear gets on the other side of the fence. And just,
it's not leaving the
baby. Yes, it is. It's leaving the baby in the fenced area and abandoning it. And going away from it.
The mom bear is just checking out the water first. She's going to come back.
And do what?
But she doesn't. She literally wanders away and leaves her cub.
If you want to see this video, text in bear. Is that right, Kevin?
Yes.
Bear, B-E-A-R, B-E-A-R, to 916-909-1065. Kevin, this is a horrible video.
No, it's not. You can see the cub literally helping the mom.
I know. And then the cub thinks the mom is going to pull it over. And then she literally walks away.
Well, she got to figure out if the lake is good enough for the cub.
This is a terrible mother.
No, it's not. It's the cutest thing ever.
This mother is abandoning her child and you're championing
it. You are twisting the story.
No, she's very much accurately describing the video.
I'm pissed.
What do you think is sweet about this?
The bear is climbing over a fence and the mom is getting helped by the son. And then the son's like, yeah, you deserve it, mom.
And you deserve this, mom.
Look at him waving to her saying bye.
Yeah, you know why he's saying bye?
Yeah.
Because she's leaving.
He's saying, don't forget me. Are you forgetting me?
Wait.
Mom. Mom. Oh, mom.
You remember Dumbo?
No.
Then she just Dumbo'd him.
Katie, why'd you do that?
Dumbo's mother had gotten captured and sold off, so it wasn't her choice.
So you're saying that is the...
this is the bear's choice.
No, the bear's not deciding to leave.
All right, again, if you've texted in bear to 909-1065, what are your thoughts on this? Is this a sweet video? Is Kevin right or Katie and I right? And it's a mama bear at the end of a rope.
Yeah. Just going, you know what? I need five minutes, please.
Yeah.
Where's your dad?
Or even darker, possibly even darker. Be like, we are bears and you've heard of the law of nature. I'm going to let nature take its course.
Oh my.
Fend for yourself. This seems like a nice area to abandon you.
Good law.
Splash.
Yeah.
And also, I want to criticize the person who shot this video.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you stop shooting this video? I know you're on a boat. Stop the boat. You've just shot a video of a mama bear and a baby bear. I want more. There's never enough.
Turn around.
Right.
Turn the frickin' boat around.
Okay, somebody said that maybe she's going to go get some fish for the bear.
Yes, see?
She's not going to teach her son how?
Her son's too small to catch fish.
Okay, I think that may... Okay, I guess if we're going to look at this as a glass half full situation, I will accept that. I'm going to get some fish for you, my baby that I love.
That's cute. Yeah, see? I knew it was a cute video.
Somebody else texted in. I'm pissed too, Kevin. This is a sweet video. I love the video.
Right.
The mama is not at the end of her rope.
That's it.
Yeah. You don't know. We don't know. We don't know what the lives of bears are like.
I feel like we do. We're watching it.
There's not enough research.
My eyes are wrong, but they are not.
Listen, we all have to deal with tariffs. They have to deal with bear-ifs. Okay?
And the bear-ifs are too high.
Yeah. And that mama bear is probably shouting back, which translates to, the price of salmon is ridiculous now.
I mean,
it's being imported. Yeah.
Tahoe is expensive. So,
yeah.
Maybe she just couldn't afford the cost of living anymore.
Or maybe she's treating it like a playpen. And she's like, you stay here. Mama has to work at Harris. It's not enough. Do you know what the rent is on our den? Text in bear to 909-1065 to see this.
1065, the end. It's the wake up call.
When it comes to being attractive, what are the features that you think are ranked number one? Because the study was done on this. And call us or text in 916-909-1065 and we'll tell you why in a second, but we need your help on something. But this new research found that when people provided photos and videos and voice recordings and even body odor samples collected through sweat pads during exercise, they ran it through what the strongest predictors of attractiveness are.
Okay.
Now, while body odor showed the weakest connection.
Interesting.
According to this survey, it was the voice.
Yeah. Huh.
It's your voice. That is your most attractive feature.
Yeah.
I'm pissed about that.
Oh boy. My voice is my least attractive.
I don't want to say... Well,
you don't have to say it. I said it. Every time I hear
there's no way
voice.
I'm getting out of that pit, right? By the way,
you didn't even do anything.
Well, what is it about your voice that you don't like?
It's just, I don't know. It's like, it's kind of annoying. When I listen to myself talk, I'm just like, ugh, I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
I think your voice sounds fun, but it doesn't.
Fun to a point where it's like, just, oh, God.
It doesn't evoke a lot of masculinity.
Before we will continue with this, but call 916-909-1065 or you can text us. And I'm just curious, simply based on our voices, only our voices, rank our attractiveness.
Oh no. I love that.
No. All right.
I love that.
Rank our attractiveness by our voices.
And you can also text into 916-909-1065.
Yes.
I'm going to write down who I think most people are going to choose.
Okay.
Okay. There. So that nobody says I changed it later. Okay.
All right. Let's go back to Kevin for a second. I don't know what to say. I think it's kind of like when you hear your own voice and you're like, oh, man, I sound so weird. I think at first I thought that about you, but
no.
I think I've gotten used to Kevin's voice.
I mean, I like Kevin's voice. I'm just saying it's not necessarily the sexiest voice.
Well, no.
I definitely have a unique voice.
I think all three of us have unique voices. 916-909-1065. We're asking you to rank our voices. Meek, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Rank us on our attractiveness.
Katie is definitely number one.
Number one.
Yes, okay.
Her voice kills it. Sexy as hell.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Very exciting.
Who's second?
Gavin, you're second. You're second,
what?
Gavin.
Okay, all right.
I agree with you, Kevin. Your voice is very annoying.
Ew. I can say that, me.
Okay, listen
wow,
to
that.
You know what?
But you are obviously my favorite, as I am yours.
Oh,
thank you, Katie.
Uh-oh.
We don't need to say that out loud about Kevin.
Well, oh, man, but see, this is the thing, Katie. Even though his voice is the most annoying, he is actually my favorite.
No, okay, I get so it. There you go. I get it. He's kind of everybody's favorite. That's fair. That's fair.
He has the best vibes ever.
Meek, thank you so much for calling. We love you for listening. Let's go to some text messages. Somebody ranked me first, Kevin second, Katie last.
Okay, I am a little taken aback.
All right. Listen, we just need to process these as they come in.
I'm a little taken aback, and I don't want to change anybody's opinion, so...
So
a lot of people are saying Gavin, and that is not the direction I thought this was going to go.
What did you write down?
Katie sounds like an ex-smoker. F you!
Okay, wow, we're getting very...
Oh my God!
We're taking this very personally. What did you write down?
She wrote herself, of course.
What? Listen, I understand that I have a voice that sounds like breaking glass, okay? I know it isn't a soothing voice. I know that there is a raspiness to it, but I do find that men think my voice is sexy.
Okay, all right. Wow. Not people texting in, but that's fine.
I mean,
fine.
Overwhelmingly, people texting in do not like my voice. Is it possible that me and Kevin's voices are so bad that it's making Gavin sound?
I think so. Oh, I think that's
absolutely.
The reason. No way Gavin's the best.
Hands down, Gavin is considered to have the best voice.
Because I do not have a good voice, so that is absolutely what is happening.
I don't think you have a bad voice at all.
I'm so mad at these results.
Oh my God, Katie sounds like her nose is stuffy.
Oh boy.
I grew up with it,
so it's sort of comforting. Okay, I'll allow it.
Somebody ranked me as first, second, and third. Well, now I feel like they're just coming for you guys.
This is, I want to have a competition on who has the best nose.
No, we know that.
I want to have a competition on who has the best boobs, because I don't like the way this.
Right.
What if you lost that? What if me or Kevin beat you on boobs?
I hate the way this has gone, and it's not how I thought it was going to be. And F you guys.
Coming up, we're going to take a short break, but then when we come back, the comedy world is eating itself. They are fighting with each other in a big, big way. And yes, it is still...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Funny.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie and I are huge comedy nerds. We love stand-up comedy. We love sketch comedy, improv comedy. We absorb as much of it as we can. So this might not be on your radar, but it is something that a lot of people are talking about right now, and that is the war amongst comedians. Saudi Arabia is doing something they're calling the Riyadh Comedy Festival. Riyadh is the capital of Saudi Arabia. And you would not think of Saudi Arabia for free speech or comedy in general, but they are doing this, and some of the biggest comedians in the world are doing the this comedy festival. Names like Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Pete Davidson, Aziz Ansari, Louis C.K., Bill Burr.
Really?
And Bill Burr's the real shocking one. Tom Segura, Sebastian Maniscalco, Joe Coy, Chris Tucker, Whitney Cummings, Russell Peters. Whitney Cummings, we'll go back to that one too. And others too, you know, Jeff Ross, Jim Jeffries, and a lot of comedians and people just that have moral scruples say, this is awful that you're doing this.
And why?
It's because the Saudi Arabian government is terrible in the world of human rights.
Okay.
They silence free speech in their country. They are known supporters of terrorism. And they have done some really awful things. And I'll actually let, you know, comedian Marc Maron share his thoughts on it, because it kind of sums everything up.
I mean, how do you even promote that? You know, like, from the folks that brought you 9/11. I mean, the same guy that's going to pay them is the same guy that paid that guy to bonesaw Jamal Khashoggi and put him in a suitcase. But don't let that stop the yucks. It's going to be a good time. Full disclosure, I was not asked to perform at the Riyadh Comedy Festival, so it's kind of easy for me to take the high road on this one. Easy to maintain your integrity when no one's offering to buy it out, you know?
That last line made me laugh so much. But he's right. And yes. He's right on both sides of his own argument.
So then why is anybody doing this?
Money. Gobs of it.
Okay.
There's a rumor out there that Chappelle alone is getting paid $1.6 million to do this. $1.6 million for an hour of work. Like, think about that. Some of these comedians out there, Aziz Ansari, he wasn't one. There are comedians who have turned it down. For instance, do you know who Shane Gillis is?
He was on SNL and then, like, quickly got fired, right?
Yeah, and Shane Gillis has actually made quite a name for himself. And Stavros, do you know Stavros?
Yeah.
Okay, both of them were asked to do it, and both of them have turned it down. And they said that they were offered $375,000 to do it, and they turned it down. And I got to say, Dave Chappelle doesn't need the money. You know, Bill Burr probably doesn't need the money.
Of course he doesn't.
But, like, some of these guys that did, Shane Gillis probably could have used $375,000.
Well, of course.
You know? And to turn it down, I honestly can't say that, you know, I'm sitting here saying how awful this is, but if it was offered to me, I can't say that I'd turn it down. You know, and that's what I love, that Marc Maron line. It's easy to keep your integrity when nobody's offering to buy it.
I am shocked that so many people who have gobs of money are agreeing to do this.
I know.
For the simple fact that it feels kind of unsafe.
Well, not only unsafe, but what kind of message does that send to people? Like, I want to go back to Whitney Cummings for a second. Saudi Arabia is awful when it comes to the rights of women.
Oh, right.
Just absolutely awful. And Whitney Cummings is one of two women that are doing the show. And
well,
it's like,
she doesn't, everybody should be held to the same standard as her. She shouldn't be like, because she's a woman and they treat women badly, everybody should be mad that they treat women badly.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But some of those comedians also make a lot of jokes at the expense of women. Like, Whitney Cummings' whole thing is, like, she's kind of like Chelsea Handler was. You know, like, I'm a woman and I joke about women. You know, I joke about my comedy is very funny, and it is also, like, uniquely feminine. And I think that that's a great thing. So to, like, go to a country and take money from a regime that, like, just like assaults women, sometimes physically, definitely politically, you know, it's like, what kind of message does that send?
Well, there's no way that they can do all their normal material. Right?
I don't know. I don't know if they're putting parameters on what they say and what
they don't
say.
Don't they put parameters on everything?
They do. So I don't. We're going to see how that shakes out as far as, like, the whole thing with free speech while you're in. Like, I'll bet they can say whatever they want to, except for making fun of
the government
of Saudi Arabia.
That's what I figured.
The royal family. I'll bet you can't. Well, the government is the royal family. So, like, I'll bet that that's probably the one rule.
You would think that these comedians, who are such big names, they wouldn't do it for that reason alone.
They're right.
If you're being told there are things you're not allowed to say, even if it's funny,
yep,
you would think that they would have integrity enough to go, like, well, then I'm not going to do that.
Right. Especially ones like Jim Jeffries and Dave Chappelle that, like, have built an entire brand off of speaking truth to power.
Right.
You know, and it's, I don't know. It's just, but would you, if you were offered $375,000 for an hour of work, now, granted, you got to fly to Saudi Arabia.
Right.
But I'm sure on a private jet. Would you do it?
I think I'd be too scared.
So you would do it just because of your own safety?
Yeah. Because let's not forget, Mark Maron did reference Jamal Khashoggi,
yeah,
who was a journalist here in America, but he was a Saudi citizen. Mm-hmm. And he went back to Saudi Arabia to, like, renew his green card. And he walked into a building and he never walked out.
Yep.
And
there's a lot of evidence.
And that was because we believe that because he was writing things and,
yeah,
publishing things that were
against
Saudi
family.
Government.
Yeah.
And
it was investigated. I mean, it's not like conjecture. There's tons of evidence that, like, it was the crown prince that financed that whole operation.
So that is enough for me to feel like I'm a little scared.
Yeah. But anyway, though, I mean, would you be able to walk away from that much money? Text in
916-909-1065. 1065 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And the jackpot is $180 today. Playing for all the gold on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da. Caller 17 is you, Terry. Good morning. Terry?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, Terry.
Yes, we can. All right, Terry, I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. And Katie's getting ready to leave the studio, so we'll see how you do versus how she does. And we'll take it from there. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. Bad Bunny is the Super Bowl halftime show. It was confirmed over the weekend, which was controversial, splitting the country like everything does now. However, the job is his only because Taylor Swift turned it down first because she will not do it for free. Who played in the Super Bowl last year?
Oh, was it the Chiefs and the Eagles?
Okay. Question two. A full government shutdown is now looming. A full government shutdown is now looming again this Wednesday. Democrats say they will not fund the budget as it's currently proposed due to how much health care costs will skyrocket. But President Trump said he will not negotiate at all. So it looks like we're going for a shutdown. Congress passes a budget. What two groups make up Congress? I cannot understand what you're saying. What are you saying?
The House of Representatives and the Senate.
Okay. Question three, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got married over the weekend down south, and it was a small ceremony, but it was attended by Taylor Swift, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Ed Sheeran, and many more celebrities. What does Blanco mean in Spanish?
White.
Question four, Jimmy Kimmel is now fully restored on all ABC stations across the country as the two conservative affiliates, Sinclair and Nexstar, have backed down. He also is doing a full show of live shows from a Broadway theater in New York City. Spell the word affiliates.
A-F-F-I-L-A-T-E.
Okay. And question five, Matthew McConaughey didn't speak to his mother for 8 years, he revealed in an interview. He said that they had a huge fight over politics and her sharing details about his life with paparazzi, but he does say that he regrets that hiatus. How many days are in 8 years?
Oh my gosh. 365 times 8. Oh, God, I'm terrible at math. 365 times 8, okay, so 4. Oh, my God, 365 times 8. Oh, you know what? I'm going to say 3,200.
All righty. Okay. You can grab Katie for me. And Terry, what do you do for a living?
Right now, I'm not doing it. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
You're a stay-at-home mom right now? There yeah. you go. Uh-huh. That's fun. All right, so what are we driving to this morning then?
Folsom. My son is with me, and he's got to have a tooth extracted so he can get his
He has to have a tooth extracted?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's got an extra tooth that's coming in between his two front teeth.
Oh.
In between his two front teeth. Wow.
I think that's called a shark tooth. My kids had that too. Sometimes you just got to wiggle it out. Wiggle the baby ones out.
Yeah.
All right.
This one is still way up there, so he's going to have surgery.
What's your son's name?
Jacob.
Jacob, you're going to be just fine,
you're
man.
You're doing great, Jacob.
Don't worry about it. All right? I'm going to put you guys on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First question, Bad Bunny is the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm sure you saw that. Mm-hmm. It was confirmed, and of course, everybody's arguing about it. However, the job is only his because Taylor Swift turned it down first because she will not do it for free.
Super
Bowl halftime performers do not get paid. Who played in the Super Bowl last year?
The Eagles and the Chiefs.
That's right.
Yeah.
And who won?
The Kelce brothers.
Who won?
We all won, Gavin.
We all won because it was the Eagles. Ha!
You okay?
Go Birds!
Okay.
Question two. A full government shutdown is once again looming this Wednesday, and Democrats say they will not fund the budget as it's currently proposed due to how much healthcare costs will skyrocket. But President Trump said he will not negotiate at all. So, looks like we're probably going to go for a shutdown. Congress passes a budget. What two groups make up Congress?
The House and Senate.
That's correct. Question three. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, your favorite couple, they got married over the weekend down Aww. South. It was attended by celebrities like Taylor Swift, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Ed Sheeran, and many more. What does Blanco mean in Spanish?
White.
That's right.
I'm surprised I knew that.
Question four, Jimmy Kimmel is now fully restored on all ABC stations across the country as the two conservative affiliates, Sinclair and Nexstar, have backed down. He also is doing a full week of live shows from a Broadway theater in New York City. Spell the word affiliates.
Oh, God. Okay. A-F-F. I-L-I-A-T-E-S?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, look at that. And finally, Matthew McConaughey didn't speak to his mom for 8 years.
Really?
Yeah. They had a huge fight over politics and also her sharing details about his life with the paparazzi.
No.
But he did say, though, that he regrets that hiatus.
Yeah.
How many days are in 8 years? Assuming none are leap years.
How many days are in... Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Oh, God.
3 seconds. 3, 2.
I don't know.
1. 2,920 days. Terry and Jacob, are you guys there?
Yes, we are.
All right, final score. You guys got 3, but Katie got 4.
Ooh.
Katie wins.
Oh.
But you guys did well.
Okay.
That was still impressive. And I've got good news. I've got very good news.
Yeah.
But we had $20 of the jackpot tomorrow, but we're going to give you guys a 4-pack of tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park. All right? Win or lose.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
All right. Stay
up. Oh, nice.
And some of those dates are selling out because, you book them and stuff like that. So it's Sacramento's premier haunted attraction, Sacramento Scare Park. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Thank you.
You got it.
Good luck, Jacob. You're going to do great.
You're going to do awesome, Jacob. And we're doing those Scream Park passes all week long.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is something in your life, a life hack maybe, that is a real don't knock it till you try it? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Send us a text message and let us know what they are. And we're getting into this because specifically, we found this list. It was on Reddit, and we thought it was really interesting. And some of these I am going to put into my life almost immediately.
Okay.
One of these, I think you know what this one is, but this is one I honestly can't wait to start. Put grapes in the freezer. And use them as ice cubes.
Yeah. People do that in like wine, champagne.
That's incredible.
Because it doesn't water down your drink.
Right. Does it have a flavor?
I don't think so.
If it doesn't have a flavor, why buy whiskey stones? I'm just going to start doing this with grapes.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Another one that we found on here, a couple fitness ones, like Pilates was one of them. I've never tried Pilates. I've always wanted to, though. Looks very stretchy and hard. Looks like a torture rack.
You can make it as hard or as easy as you want.
Some of the other ones that we've seen on here, forcing a smile. This person said, this sounds creepy, but smile broadly for 1 minute every morning when you are alone, like in the shower, and it tricks your brain into thinking that you're happy. If you have to trick your brain into thinking it's happy, you're not happy.
Well, you can be happy. Maybe you're not focused on the things that make you happy, and it can force you to do that.
This is one that every single elementary school age kid figured out a long time ago. Put potato chips in your sandwich.
Oh, God. So good.
So good. And I don't even care what sandwich it is. Peanut butter jelly, tuna, doesn't matter.
Mm.
Shove as much as you. Bag.
Yeah.
I mean, let the crumbs fly. That's what they say. We've heard said it a million times.
Right. That's what they always say. Let the crumbs fly.
A food-related one that I'll put on there that is also a sandwich-related one. Peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. I've said it for years. I swear to God, it's absolutely incredible. Also, and this is coming from an Italian, put yellow mustard on your pizza.
Wow.
It's just chef's kiss.
That is, I mean, don't knock it till you try it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay, how about this? Practice your smile in the mirror.
Practice your smile?
Uh-huh. All your faces, really. Your smiles, your pout, all of it. Practice, practice, practice.
Why do you have to practice your pout?
Because sometimes you want to pout in a picture.
Well, what's the scenario?
Sexy.
Nobody's ever asked me to be sexy in a picture, so I
okay,
think
then, you know what? Saves yourself some time. Yeah. Don't practice your pout.
I'll go.
But do practice how you look in the mirror, like smiling, because it makes you more photogenic.
I gotta tell you, if I walked in on somebody just smiling at themselves in the mirror, I'd call 911.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, and what are you going to tell the 911 operator? Somebody's being sexy?
I got a demon in my house.
Okay.
So this is Kevin's Durin.
Oh, God.
Somebody texted that in to 916-909-1065. If you don't know what it is, I think it's a fruit or a nut, a large nut. I have no idea, but it looks like it fell to earth from the universe.
Yes, it does. And I got to tell you, we have tried it, and I am going to knock it.
This person says, smells like ass, tastes like heaven. So anyway, that's there. We put this up on Facebook. What do we get on Facebook?
Okay, so Kelly said owning a minivan.
Yes! As somebody who owns a minivan, I can assure you it is so it's user-friendly.
It's a Swiss Army knife.
It's a Swiss Army knife. Like, it's more storage than any third row SUV, and it handles like a car. Like, you're crazy to not want one.
The best thing is, under this comment, Kelly's wife, Erin, wrote 18 cup holders. Just saying.
18 cup holders.
Let's see. Okay, sandwiches. Yeah. The way you printed this out is really throwing me.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Okay, if you're trying to leave a hotel.
Yeah.
And it's checkout time. Everybody's trying to go down to the lobby.
Okay.
Push the up button on the elevator.
Okay.
Get in it, go up one floor, and then go straight down to the lobby. Because everybody's waiting for the down elevator.
Okay. I think I follow that one.
It took me a second, too. So, okay. So you
I
know,
feel like there's math involved.
No.
In this.
Like, you know how if you're going down, and like, you push the down
yes.
arrow. Okay.
Yeah.
So now you're waiting for the elevator that is coming, that it has the thing above it with a down arrow.
Yes.
So you're thinking, I need to wait for the elevator that is going to go down.
Right.
Don't do that. Push the up button, wait for an elevator that's going to go up, and then just take it to wherever that is,
and then
straight
down
to the lobby.
Huh.
Although it's probably going to stop.
Right.
It's going to stop at all the people that are waiting for the down arrow.
Or at the very least, stop on the floor that you, because it's like, I'm going to hit both. If I'm going to take that approach, I'm going to hit both and hedge my bets.
I guess you're on the elevator, though.
You're already on the elevator. Listen,
don't knock it until you try it.
We're knocking it before we've
tried
it.
We haven't even tried it. Robin said going to Disneyland alone.
I would imagine that would be fun, but I also imagine it would be kind of lonely.
I think I would love it.
You do?
Put my podcasts on, walk around.
And just walk around.
Well, no, go on rides. She said you get on so many single rider lines.
Well, yeah, the single rider line, of course. But, all right, well, listen, look at us. We're just sitting here knocking it.
Right.
Before we've tried it.
We haven't even tried it.
Thank you very much for all the comments, though. Keep the text messages coming in to 909-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
065.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
All right, here we go. If you're a hospital worker, you know what? If you're just anybody who works a third shift, you know how important it is to have coffee. So why on earth would a hospital deny their workers coffee? Katie found this story. What are the details of this?
Okay, so there's this company called Graveyard Shift Coffee.
Okay.
And they would park outside the different hospitals, but specifically the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
And they're open from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. to offer graveyard shift hospital workers coffee.
Right.
The Mayo Clinic has now banned them from being able to park on their property.
Why, though?
Because of the name of the business.
Oh, what? Graveyard?
Okay, but it is graveyard shift coffee.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Their logo is a skeleton in scrubs.
Get out of here.
Okay. And I'd like to read you some of their menu items.
Please.
Bloody eye.
Oh, my.
Formaldehyde. Graveyard. Murder spice. Nightwalker. Poltergeist.
Man. Now, the poltergeist, that one's fine. You know, the one thing I don't think about a hospital is that they're haunted.
Okay, well, they...
Which I don't know why we don't think that hospitals are haunted. Assume. We should. We should assume that. Second of all, I get it.
That's the thing is I get, like, and here's what sucks. It's a father and son owned business.
Okay.
And since they've been told they can't go on property at the Mayo Clinic, they've lost 40% of their business.
Change the name or get another truck and just call it something different.
Well, I don't assume that just get another truck is the easiest thing in the world.
It's coffee. We have it on the counter here. It's not like they have to have deep fryers installed into it. It's not like you need a food truck. It's just coffee.
Well, I think that it all still has to be like very like regulated to make sure that everything is safe.
Probably. Although it's Arizona, which seems like it's the Wild West sometimes.
It actually does.
But like, I as hard as it is, if it's 40% of your income, it's worth it. And just instead have it just be called like the Happy Sunshine Coffee or like, you know, Stay Awake or something like that. Because you know what? It's not just for the doctors and the nurses. It's also
the janitorial staff.
Well, not just them. It's also the patients. If I'm going to the emergency room, the last thing I want to see is a picture of a skeleton in scrubs.
I see what you're saying. I don't think that the staff at the hospital has the problem with it. I think it's the management because it's a bad look for the patient.
It's an absolutely bad look. Yeah. I mean, you know what? They're not the only ones that do this. Like, I get a little uncomfortable as my son is now 13 years old and he knows what some things are. Like, I get uncomfortable when I go to sushi restaurants that inexplicably have pornographic names for their sushi rolls. Like, I don't need to sit in a restaurant and have my son go, can I have the screaming orgasm roll? I'm like, Jesus Christ. Everybody just get up. Let's just go somewhere else. You know what I mean? So it's like... I'll have a lap dance. Hey. Not in front of your mother.
I'll take the porn star. Right. Could you add Misago?
Right. Yeah. It's like, this is so, it's like, if you're a company, you don't need to be edgy. You know, I just feel like you just don't need to be edgy.
I don't think that they were trying to be edgy. The owner, the dad, used to be a first responder.
Okay.
So I think he's probably like thinking about it from the perspective of people that work in the hospital and a little less from the perspective of the patients going in that want to live.
But you've known first responders. I've known lots of first responders.
Yeah.
You know what they are? Twisted. You know why? Because they're around death and dismemberment all the time.
To them, it probably isn't that they're not trying to be edgy. They're probably thinking they're funny.
That's what I'm saying. They need to change their scale. Don't talk to first responders. Talk to the people going in. Be like, hey, you're going in. What are you going in for? Oh, you got somebody poked you in the eye? Oh, man, that must suck. Hey, if you saw a coffee called the bleeding eyeball,
would that offend you?
Would it bother you right now?
Would you feel like...
It would. Okay. All right. What would you like it called? Just coffee. Okay. Hot coffee. Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll just call it hot coffee. We'll just call it hot coffee.
Well, in fairness...
Because I know what that is.
In fairness, that one in particular is some sort of strawberry drink.
God. It doesn't. Okay.
It's a chocolate and strawberry drink.
Fantastic.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be edgy.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
The phone call that I had with my dad this morning was wild. It always is wild with my dad. First of all,
we're happy he answers.
Yes. And my dad lives in Pennsylvania alone in like a little dumpy apartment. I haven't seen him. He has never met my daughter, Zoe, who's six. He hasn't been to California since like 2017 or 18.
Yeah.
He's not doing great. But every time I talk to him, he hits me with like this. He goes, well, he goes, I've had a string of bad luck. And oh, it's boy. Like, oh, my God. I go, what happened? He goes, well, the starter on my Jeep went. I'm like, okay. It's probably best that you're not driving because you can only see out of one eye.
Oh, boy.
And then he's like, and I'm having problems with my Verizon bill and I don't know what to do. He goes, but the good news is that I got a neighbor below me that's been helping me out so much. He's a nice guy and he's about your age and he's been taking me to the store. He's working on my car and he's listening to all these things that this guy does. And then just casually mentioned, and he just bought himself a horse. I go, what?
Did he live in an apartment?
Yeah. I go, where is he keeping this horse? He goes, yeah, there's a stable not too far away. And he just kind of keeps the horse there. I go, huh? He goes, yeah, but he rode the horse to the apartment one day so I could see it. My dad lives in a town. Like, it's not like,
you know,
the farm.
A guy that is gonna, like, I don't know, adopt an elder.
Right.
And just take care of him is the type to ride his horse over.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You kind of want a horse person to take care of your elderly parent.
You really do.
Yeah. Maybe a lady in a denim skirt with long hair.
Long hair.
Really long hair.
Gray.
Yes. Because you know what? Taking care of a horse is unlike taking care of any other animal. I don't know what goes into it, but it seems like there's an awful lot. First of all, you got to house it.
You got to house it.
Somewhere.
It seems like it eats a lot.
Yep.
You have to, like, give it beauty care.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
You got to brush it. You got
to... Why do you have to brush it? Like, before people came along, were horses just miserable because nobody brushed them?
I don't know.
And even when we did come along, we didn't have a brush right away.
Or maybe... they just like it, so that's why you do it. Maybe it's like getting your back scratched.
Horses are gay.
Yeah, super gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're all boys,
mm-hmm.
but they're all like gay boys.
Yeah.
I mean, they all need shoes.
Yeah. Look at my hair.
You got to take care of their shoes.
Oh, my God, this mane.
Have you ever seen somebody cleaning stuff out of
get enough hoof? Of it. Oh, my God, so it's so
satisfying. I don't know what it is on TikTok.
And those horsies.
They just pop their foot.
Pop your little butt.
Go ahead, I won't kick you. Go ahead, not today.
And then it just looks back, how is your day?
Right. And then afterwards, excuse me, I want an apple. We're not done. Oh, we're brushing? Okay. All right, you can brush me. Yeah, that's my dad's neighbor. He's got like a horse now.
How wonderful.
They're like, Dad, what a life you live.
And also not living.
And not.
Yeah, he lives a life and also doesn't.
Right.
Like most of his days are spent, and I don't know why this is how I picture it, but I picture him sitting too close to the TV.
He does, because he can't see it. When I went, the last time I went to see my dad at his apartment, he has a big fluffy chair that is right in front of the television. And then all around the TV are his plants.
Right. He became a plant daddy.
He is a plant daddy. Like, that is, he doesn't seem to care about his grandchildren, but he really cares about flora. And for some reason, and again, my dad is not the kind of person that, like, even probably doesn't even know the expression interior design, but he has made the decision to backlight the wall.
That's right, he does.
Behind the TV with all where all the plants are. So it looks like either a very fancy room owned by a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Or somebody that's working on a manifesto.
Okay.
Six one, half a dozen of the other.
I have some very bad news for you.
Which one he would be?
Your dad has a real manifesto look to it.
He does?
Okay.
He does.
And not typing it.
No.
Writing it by hand.
Oh, no. Writing it by hand. Yeah. And he has no teeth.
Yeah, he doesn't have any
teeth.
And
he's either wearing not enough clothes or too many clothes while he writes it. A little bit of both.
Yeah.
And my dad also, he never locks the door to his apartment ever.
Wow. What's the point?
But then also gets real protective whenever like packages show up. So like, it wouldn't surprise me if one day watches too much news. That's another thing. Maybe my dad is writing a manifest.
Does he get like jumpy when packages come?
Yeah.
Like who's there?
Yep. And he's like, or that's the big event of the week. So when I talk to my dad, like, hey dad, what's going on? I got a package on Tuesday. Yeah. How was it? Well, your Aunt Paula ordered it for me.
I was going to say, because your dad does not have Amazon.
No. Your Aunt Paula ordered it for me, and it's a water pick. I go, uh-huh. What are you going to do with a water pick? You don't have any teeth. He goes, I use it to water my plants.
Oh, obviously.
Duh.
You know what's funny? I want people to understand your dad is not a doomsday prepper, but he looks like one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything. If you saw my dad, everything about him would scream the opposite of what he actually is.
Yes, absolutely.
So anyway, I'm glad I had a good call with my dad.
Yep.
I'm glad he now has a horse and a horse friend.
Yeah.
And I wish that thruple all the best.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So researchers have found some new information out about wild chimpanzees. And I love this. I have to share it with everybody. Turns out they love to drink.
What?
They love to drink, and they are sometimes drunk AF.
In the wild?
In the wild. Great question. How are they getting alcohol?
Yeah.
Fermented fruit.
Oh.
They found out, this is from UC Berkeley did this research, found out that wild chimpanzees consume alcohol equivalent to 2 human alcohol drinks every single day. And it's because they're eating fermented fruit. And there's something about this story that I just think is absolutely amazing.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Well, they're not doing it on purpose.
No.
Okay.
But they must love it. Because they keep doing it. Animals have like a natural instinct where if something is hurting them or if something is they don't like it, they will stop doing it. And that's something that's passed down through generation to generation. It's the reason why, you know, animals know what to eat in the wild. It's they watch their parents do it and they watch their parents not do it. And if they don't do it, they don't do it. The fact that they're doing this every single day must mean that they love it. And they also said that at first, these chimps must be drunk, and then they build up a tolerance to it over time.
So they have to eat more?
Well, if they want to feel that.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah?
I don't want drunk monkeys.
I don't want
drunk monkeys, and that is a hill I will die on.
First of all, they're not monkeys. They're apes.
Whatever.
No, same, not same, whatever.
It's the same thing.
It is not, you racist.
Oh, boy.
No, it doesn't matter. The point is get the monkeys the fresh fruit, okay? Because, first of all, they're little rascals in the first place.
They are little rascals.
Okay? Like, it does seem like on any given day, a monkey will just come steal your stuff.
Sure.
Given the opportunity.
Yeah.
So now get some booze in them.
Yeah.
They're drunks.
Okay.
Okay.
Let them have, their life is hard.
Is it?
It's got to be.
Okay, you don't think you see a lot of monkeys smiling?
First of all, they're not monkeys.
Oh, my God.
Second of all, what are they?
Apes. Right.
Okay, do I see a lot of chimps smiling? I do.
Are they chimps or are they apes?
They're both.
What does it say?
A chimp is an ape.
Which is a monkey.
No. A chimp grows up into an ape. A monkey is a different species.
A chimp is a baby ape.
Does it not?
Everybody shut up for a second, okay? God, I feel like I'm drunk on fermented fruit. A chimp does not grow up to be an ape. A chimp grows up to be a chimp, just like you grow up to be a human.
But a puppy grows up to be a dog.
Oh, God. That's okay. You're right. Okay, that's true. I hate it here.
Ah, you are right.
Okay, right. So a chimp
yes.
is an ape.
Yes.
An ape.
Stop. Just stop there.
But a monkey
is different. And maybe monkeys are also drunk, but we don't have the research on that. We only have research on chimps, who, you're right, smile a lot. And maybe it's because they're drunk.
They're hammered.
Right.
What I'm saying is that means they don't have hard lives, but I do want them to sober up and get a little serious.
Chimpanzees.
Oh, God.
Are social creatures. So
they grow up.
So first of all, they have to deal with cliques, and they have to deal with the social hierarchy we found. Okay, so first of all, that's hard. We all know that. Reality TV wouldn't exist without it. So there's got to be chimp bullying. Okay.
Two. Question?
Yes.
Okay.
If this is about monkeys,
please, but hold
I'm going to start buzzing
Do
people.
Do the chimps and the apes and the monkeys all live together?
Yes.
Okay, so do they bully each other?
Maybe.
Oh, that would be mean.
And who's like,
yes.
who's at the top of the pyramid?
Yeah, who's higher?
Right.
Between chimps and monkeys?
No,
and
chimps, apes. Monkeys, and apes.
I guess the gorilla?
Which is a...
Ape.
That sounds right.
Okay. Okay. Right now, there is a chimp somewhere hearing this conversation, because chimps, we know you listen in the wild, okay? They listen on the app.
Right, of course.
They strip to stream us, and they're just going like, ha, 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 ha. Peeling a mushy banana.
And
he like wafts it under his nose. Mm. Eats the whole thing. And then just starts feeling it a little bit, just being like, calls his wife over.
Apes, she called me.
See, I would like to think that they'd be on there. I'm going to write a review. This is racist.
That's what the moms do.
Okay.
The dads just go to the garage and get drunk on fermented fruit, listen to our show, and they either
They're the ones that are smiling.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're the ones being like, ha, 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 ha. She's wrong, but she's right. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.